In the sales department where I worked, I was the sales coordinator to the corporate sales manager, Mike. And Mike was absolutely awesome in terms of building great relationships with the boys and making sure that he was able to translate conversation onto a round of golf at the golf course. And from that round of golf, he was able to close deals left, right, and center, not only for himself, but also for his team, being that corporate sales manager. There was one problem, though, and that was although Mike was a great speaker and a great converter, he wasn't a great maintainer or a great structural framework kind of guy. Enter my skill set. So, as his assistant, my job was to make sure that he always looked good. And in that relationship, although it sounds a little bit weird, I would say to you that we got so much win-win from the two different skill sets that we had. And I got more and more authority, power, and influence as a result of working closely with Mike and making sure that he always looked good. In fact, some of the events that I was able to go to allowed me to step into my next role. And the opportunity that came my way was a launch breakfast of one of the industries at that time. MTN was number two in the telecommunications industry in South Africa. Today it is the largest telecommunications provider in Africa and the Middle East. It is absolutely huge. But when I joined, there was only 80 of us in the company, and I was 81. And so in those early days, there was a lot of excitement. There was a lot of money to be made in the telecommunications industry. And one of the wonderful opportunities that I, on a consistent basis, was given was the opportunity to go to what they called these launch or motivational breakfasts that were held for the sales teams. Now, let me be very clear here. The sales teams really were made up of two types of skill sets. Number one, you had these salespeople that were absolutely excellent at being able to build relationships and convert those relationships into sales of mobile phones, telephony at that time. Once that happened, the second skill set, arguably one of the most important parts of that business, would then step in, and that was the service support component. So for every salesperson, they were given a sales support assistant. And these sales support assistants were absolutely incredible. They did everything that was needed to make the job of that salesperson easier. But the problem was, a big fat problem, was that none of these sales support assistants were given any kind of training, education, information about the products and services that they were supporting. And this got to be a real bee in my bonnet. And so at the launch of this brand new products and services package that was happening within our industry, I asked my management team, so my boss, as well as the other sales managers. There was corporate sales managers, there was a retail sales manager, dealer manager, and I asked, could I please train the sales support staff who had not been given the opportunity to go to these events? And the answer was a resounding yes. Now, let me just say this. I had absolutely zero experience around training, around adult education, around the technology that I was needing to use. But that was the Monday that I'd gone on this breakfast, and it was the Tuesday morning that I'd made this proposal because, like I said, I had this bee in my bonnet and I wanted to make a difference, and I knew that I could. And so the date was set for that Friday. In the interim, I needed to find out as much as I could about the products, the services, how they would work, the interface between the policies and the procedures. Listen, this was a huge task for me. I'd never done anything like it in my life. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is, how many times in your life have you had a bee in your bonnet? You saw a big fat gap and you took it. And in taking it, you had to step up in a way that was almost like 6 or 7 or even 10 times higher, a step to take than you had ever taken in your life before. And you are so driven by this focus and idea that it didn't matter, it doesn't matter that you have no skill set in that area. Your enthusiasm takes you to the place that you need to go. And so Friday morning arrived and I had all these sales support ladies, and it was mainly ladies that came on my sessions. I had a number of sessions through the day, and I'll never forget that the last session of my day, I had some dealer sales managers coming in and sitting in on my training. Now, let me just say that they're probably the most cynical, the most underappreciative of the learning process, and yet they were awesome. In my session, I'll never forget, there were three of these gents, and you know, they were almost like on the outside of our sales environment because they were just so different in the way that they did business. And yet, I tell you what, on that particular day, they came on, they enjoyed it, they engaged, and at the end of that session, at the end of that whole day, I got a phone call from my manager to say, well done, that was awesome, and things are going to change as a result of what you just did. And then I got a follow-up call from the national dealer sales manager saying, Kerry, I want you to go around the country and I want you to train my dealer sales staff. I've spoken to your manager, Mike, and he's agreed that if we were to combine this, if you were to do corporate as well as dealer, as well as the business sales team's training over the next few weeks, we'll support you, we'll give you whatever you need in terms of resources. Now listen here, I had never trained before. This was my first example, my first opportunity, and I'd stepped into it and it had been glorious and it had worked. And I would suggest to you that when you step into your purpose and your passion, things happen. Things work. And so my encouragement to you today is that, you know, I don't know what your journey has been till now. I don't know if you've been able to step into your purpose and your passion as I did at a very young age, and then have been able to grow my, not only my training, but also my leadership. Both passions came together at one moment in time, and I've been able to reap the rewards since. And so I've been in training now for almost 25 years. I would recommend that not everyone that I have worked with in my leadership journey has been as fortunate as I have been. But I am going to challenge you, encourage you, and lift you up that today, leadership is a calling. Have you been called? Because the hard work starts when you recognize, A, you've got a talent for this, and B, you've got a purpose, a destiny to help the people, to serve the people that you work for. But that's not easy. And so today, as I end off, my question to you is, so what moments have happened in your life where you have recognized that that was a moment of destiny? And then number two, so what have you done with that? You only have one life. And arguably, your job is to make sure that you do the best with it. So I'm encouraging you today to consider the opportunities that have come your way and how you can turn those over in a way that'll help you and your team and those that you were called to serve to move forward. So this has been Kerry Ann Cassidy, and I will see you at the top.